Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
As workers start to return to the office, Lyft is offering its fleet of electric bikes. Now, Laura, what extra features do these new models have?
Sure. So that's right. Starting on June 6th, people who live in San Francisco will start to see these new bright white retro reflective bikes joining Lyft's Bay Wheels fleet of bike share bikes. So that's one thing. They're painted bright white to actually increase visibility as an added safety feature. These new bikes actually also get rid of gear shifters, so that's pretty interesting. The rear wheel motor has sensors built in that adjust to your speed and your torque. There's also an easier-to-use seat handle that lets you lower and raise the height of the seat, so it's more accommodating to people of different sizes. There's also going to be a kind of digital console on the handlebars that will actually alert riders to things like local speed limits, and if you're parking the bike out of bounds. So a number of new accessibility and durability improvements over the current bikes.
How fast can they go?
That's a good question. I don't know how fast they go. I think it's on par with the current electric pedal-assisted bikes that are part of the Bay Wheels fleet.
I'm just wondering because I wonder how safe they are and how much of a risk Lyft takes with these electric bikes.
That's a good question. It's true that there were some issues involving a brake and safety with earlier rollouts of electric bike testing. Lyft has said that they've exhaustively tested these bikes and that they meet U.S. and international safety standards. But it's a good question. You know, I know people are encouraged to wear helmets and obey local traffic rules, stay in bike lanes wherever possible, and off the sidewalk.
Certainly a terrific option. I'm wondering if they are trying to enhance it because, you know, are people worried about getting back into Ubers and Lyfts, getting back into cars with someone else?
Yeah, that's certainly part of the broader conversation happening in the urban transportation space, right? I mean, as we've seen, ridership on Muni and BART is still pretty depressed. It's been that way since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, with more people working from home and concerned about transmission on public transit. Although that's not actually been much of an issue, we do see people continuing to stay off. So the idea is that, electric bikes in particular, since the electric boost motor does help people travel longer distances and negotiate the hilly terrain of places like San Francisco. These new technologies really are seen as a good alternative to riding transit or taking a shared Uber or Lyft, as you said, and indeed a good alternative to driving solo in your own car.
You know, as many of us who have needed to come back into the office and can't really work from home physically are using our cars because there's so much less traffic, but the traffic is coming back. And so, you know, at a certain point, it'll be back like the old days and we'll have to reconsider whether we want to drive.
That's definitely true. Yeah, I personally have returned to the office a couple times. I live in the Mission and commute down to the Ferry Building area, and I use my bike all the time, and sometimes I use the Bay Wheels option. It's really fun. I wear my own helmet. Not making a plug for Lyft, but riding a bike is a really fun way to get around the city, and I recommend it to listeners who haven't tried.
Plus, you get your exercise in at the same time.
Exactly, exactly. I have missed that during the pandemic.
Does Lyft lend you a helmet, or you're on your own?
There are no helmets that are part of the bike share system. You have to bring your own.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.